How you guys doing today? This is Talk About Epic, and I'm here with
Hornet, Canadian lifeguard. We going that shit. Y'all like that reaction right there. That's all I need. We going with that. We going with the
good. Okay, and this is K-Dub, the one and only.
Today we're talking about the Halo 5, the Halo 6.
My bad. Halo 6 Halo Infinite. 6. I wish you were talking about Halo 5.
Now bring back memories of Halo 5.
I wish you were talking about Halo 5.
So let's get into it.
You mean the worst review of Halo ever?
Listen. Well, I give my first opinion. The first video trailer-wise, gameplay, I'm not feeling it.
You ain't feeling it?
I'm not feeling it.
Why are you not feeling it?
I don't know what it is. Graphic-wise, it's not really... It's not giving me that Halo vibe that I'm used to.
Interesting.
To me, if I can kind of sum it up, it feel more kid friendly, so to speak.
Hell yeah!
And yes, I mean, obviously they're gonna expand the audience.
You know, and that's Master Chief that we grew up on. Like, I don't want it to be
that game. Like it might be rated T or something.
That's what I'm saying.
We grew up stabbing grunts in the neck. You know what I'm saying?
Looks like it's rated T. I was even looking back on Halo 5. Even he stated it got the worst rating. Graphically wise, it reminds me of Halo. It reminds me of Halo.
Well, that's what they was going for. Even if you saw Master Chief's armor, also, it's
5 or 6.
This new one.
Oh, Infinity.
Yeah, they went back to the original.
The classic.
Yeah, but then it's still not.
It's not detailed.
Because it's not jumping out of me like how Master Chief armor does jump out.
I think...
Everybody knows iconic armor.
Nah, I think it was just bad graphics all around.
And grappling hook?
Yes. Grappling hooks are fun.
Yeah, we'll get to that shit in a minute.
No, I'm just giving my opinion.
Right. Yeah.
When I see Master Chief, I don't think grappling hook ever.
I mean, yeah.
He's a Spartan. Right?
Yeah.
He has games. He's never needed a grapple hook.
Well, I mean, I'm sure when they were sitting at a table...
It doesn't speak Spartan to me.
Listen, it was like this at the table. What
can we give him to make Master Chief the 343 edition?
Who's as badass as Master Chief?
Edition, huh?
I know.
You know who's as badass as Master Chief?
Who?
Batman.
Batman. Everybody is as badass as Batman.
That's where it came from.
No, let's not
that's where it came from.
Let's not do this.
So hold on. So as of all the other things that Batman has.
Let's not do this. Yeah.
What they chose to give him.
Was his grappling hook?
Was a grappling hook.
I'm sure they went through some options, but this one seemed like the most.
Because a Spartan needs to get in a building.
Spartans have jetpacks.
I remember seeing Spartans with jetpacks.
We had jetpacks in
so
in
why
in
not
Halo
give
Reach?
Him a jetpack? A jetpack should be able to accomplish most of the things the grappling hook would do.
I think they're trying to make the gameplay fast paced, like Doom, because that grappling hook reminds me of Doom.
And grabbing shit.
That's
is
the
what
first,
you decide.
That
to
is
do?
The first. Yeah, because think about
it. The main reason for it is to grab stuff. Yeah.
Yes, so you could grab enemies.
So
I don't know if the
so
a
you're,
big
you're,
thing also
you're reducing because my thing is you're reducing the Spartan what's the word maneuverability by giving him a grapple because now he has to move less.
Well,
he could bring everything to him.
He can still move. You could just prioritize your targets better.
Well, what they say is the way they say it is that now you could become more creative because you could probably jump up here.
I'm all
take cover.
I'm all
or
for
something
that.
Like that.
This,
or,
didn't we have boosters when we had the previous Halos?
Yeah, well, I guess I guess they're trying to make it.
This is my thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
This whole war, the Milner armor remained the same. This entire war. So I'm gonna give truth or true props that they added gadgets and shit to play with. Because I'm never gonna say no to a fucking grappling hook. I don't give a damn. Like I said, I'm a Batman fan, so they probably was targeting dudes like me. Okay. They probably was targeting dudes like me, but I mean,
it reminds Batman me. And a grappling hook goes. Is it just me?
No.
He goes.
No. Batman is on
He's a bat. He goes.
Doomguy is because of grappling hook.
He has a cape. It goes. Yeah. Listen, Snake is in a mech suit. What is he doing with a grappling hook?
I've played a game.
Because Pacific Rim. Grappling hook.
What the fuck you want to grappling hook on a Jaeger? Why?
Why not? He's in a mech suit. Why not? It makes it more.
He wants to put a grappling hook on a Jaeger?
It makes it more. You're saying it makes it more.
That's gonna make a. This is a Jaeger. This thing it's is like 20 stories high.
What does it matter? Master Chief to a regular human being.
He could sing that shit to the moon. So.
Huh? Master Chief to the regular human being he was standing next to. This thing is a mountain.
Like, they add an extra shit to the Millennium Armor, and I'm with that.
Well, I don't know. They added a lot of extra shit in their last game, and it was too much.
Iron Man. Grappling hook.
Iron Man, he could fly.
I'm just trying to add it to other people to kind of get the understanding
you're talking about. I'm thinking they're trying to make the
so
Halo
let me ask you a question.
Faster.
Give somebody else a grappling hook. Huh? Other than Master Chief, give somebody else a grappling hook.
In Halo?
In any game that we play.
Doomguy has a grappling hook.
Who?
Doomguy.
Doomguy, the guy who just uses guns. He doesn't have a mech
suit.
He has
a gun with a grappling hook on it.
I'm saying that's part of a gun.
But it's like right? Grappling hook.
It's not a Spartan. You know what a Spartan is. Come on.
Yeah, Doomguy is on the level of Spartans.
All right, trust me.
Because of his weapons.
No. Doomguy is not a human. Or you didn't do research on Doom.
I don't play Doom.
You don't all play right, Doom.
All right, let's stick to the. Right,
I'm not gonna branch this off and go on a rant about Doomguy and Spartans versus Doomguy, but he has a. I think they're trying to make the gameplay faster. That's what I think, and that's what Chief been trying to do since they fucking got the Halo license. They want Call of Duty with Spartan armors. That's what I think they fucking trying to do. That's what I think.
No, I think that's where they was heading.
It's supposed to speed up the gameplay.
Me, I just don't like the grappling hook. That's just me. Personally.
I like the Doomguy grappling gun. This shit gonna be fun. You could grab niggas out there freaking turrets, shit like that.
I wonder if you could grab weapons. That'd be interesting.
That's the thing. Could you like? Is it like?
He didn't. Use it.
Is it just a movement gimmick?
He walked up to all his weapons last time I see.
Well, they did say you could hook onto enemies, and then
so if an enemy have a weapon you like, you hook onto him, kill him.
Let me get a rocket
and the weapon drops.
Well, I don't know about all that. I know it'll pull you to him. So, any object you could pull it, not any object, but you know, movable objects you could pull that shit to you, but any enemies you go to it. So. That'd be interesting.
That tells me that they're trying to increase the speed of the gameplay.
Just my thoughts. When I think of Spartan, for me specifically, when I think of a Spartan, a grappling hook will never, ever come to mind.
I think anybody.
Now I'm with you that it does seem weird.
A Spartan.
Well, it might be something that'll grow on me, but initially, it seems weird.
Maybe you need to climb rocks somewhere. We don't know that.
It's not growing.
Maybe Infinity is a very.
Rocky, you know, yeah.
Really rocky Halo ring.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he had to climb places. Hell, of all the shit Chief were doing, how many times he would have a grappling hook that would save his life? All that shit Chief...
Has Chief died?
That grappling hook we could go...
Chief died?
All the people around him. I don't mean him. How much lives he could have saved with that grappling hook? You never know.
What the fuck are you talking about? That's pull him over here.
That's what... He got. Guess what? He gonna be bleeding, but he gonna be alive.
That's what Master Chief has been missing since Halo 1. Thank you, guys.
We have fixed Halo, guys.
Thank you.
I had a grappling hook.
I knew something was missing all this time.
I grappling hook.
Y'all found it.
And I could see that too, right?
Okay.
They're thinking, and homeboy, homeboy comes to work with a Batman T-shirt, and they look.
That's it.
Oh,
grappling hook.
That's what Master Chief is missing.
Oh shit!
Yeah. I can't wait to play this shit. It looks fun to me. Honestly, you obviously don't want to play it.
Nah.
I'm playing it.
Oh yeah.
My issue with it is,
but I don't think I'll be using the grappling hook.
I'm a purist. I don't want this.
My game is going not going to be played the same way everybody is playing.
He's a Halo purist. He's a Halo supremacist.
Oh,
I'm going to walk
that
up to whatever I need to walk up to.
We're making Halo great again. We're adding grappling hooks.
Refuse.
Let's make Halo great again.
If somehow the grappling hook comes into the picture in order to finish the game, I won't be finishing.
You'll be like, all right, I'm done.
This is where I stop.
Man. Yo, that'd be some shit.
My whole thing is, I don't think it's going to be a bad game. Best case scenario, we get a 7.5. My problem is, I'm not dropping $500 to play just Halo.
Well,
Microsoft got to drop like at least 4 or 5.
We did for, or we were going to for the previous Halo. Yes.
Wait, Halo 5?
Yes, when we saw the preview.
No, we were playing Destiny when that came out.
We was dropping.
Wasn't that when we was running Vault of Glass?
When we saw the Halo 5 trailer.
I was hyped. There was some Power Rangers shit in the start. I'm like, yeah, we good. I was just waiting for the Power Rangers music to come.
We were willing to drop.
That scene where they jump on the pelican riding on the mountain?
We were willing
that
to
was,
drop.
That was way too much.
I was waiting for the Power Ranger team.
Yeah.
Okay. I was waiting for the Go-Go Power Rangers team to come out.
And that's the same 343, so.
Yeah, did you see how those guys just ran through everybody?
Think, like I said.
That's a Spartan, fam.
Yeah.
That's what a Spartan is.
I don't even consider those guys Spartans, man.
Come on. Because of Gen 5?
Yes.
Master yes. Chief could do that.
By himself,
if Chief
yeah.
did it, he'd have been good. Yeah. The whole team, you have a problem.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so let me get
come
this straight.
Come on.
One man does it. That's it.
Listen, but did you,
five people does it.
If you go come back on, to the book, man. When Master...
I know. I've read the books. We know this. I won't play it. My thing is I don't want to... I'm probably gonna play for computer.
So most stuff that they added was also that enemies should be smarter. So
that's good. That's not even something you should be talking about. That's like
I know it should be. Gaming. But
okay, did you see that in the gameplay?
They didn't show that in the gameplay.
Oh, okay. So they get smarter after the game.
But
they get smarter when you finish the game.
This is stuff they say that should be in the game. Yeah, okay. It's basically where
first three enemies are doing the same thing that first three enemies always do.
I know.
Little things just stand there and shoot
stupid
run
shit.
Run away when they see you come close.
But let's go on a premise that this trailer was made about 6-8 months ago.
So that they realized after that they wanted the enemies to be smarter.
All right.
Because I didn't see any.
Well, what should happen
maybe that's how you
is they should use
smarter.
The environment. they're supposed to use the environment to their benefit.
I'm with that.
And then. So if they have stuff
grunts,
on the ground,
two grunts that came down into the canisters, what did they do?
They didn't have the updated software. All right.
Like I said, I heard in the final Billy, you might get two grappling hooks. I mean, that's what we got. Who knows?
Who needs guns after that?
I'm like, yo, I'm gonna ask you.
Right?
Come here.
What's that weapon? The laser?
Huh? Spartan laser.
Spartan laser. Who needs a Spartan laser when you got two grappling hooks?
Come here.
Two grappling hooks.
I just like a tutorial player to mess around with that. And my experience in grappling hooks in video games are very good. Did you get the grappling hook for Until Tsushima yet?
No. Oh. No, I did.
Oh, you did?
And he used it to climb rocks.
Spider Samurai.
Yeah.
So I'm saying,
he's a samurai.
Grappling hooks all his fun.
He's a samurai. I understand why he needs a grappling hook.
Yeah. Close
he
to
uses a sword still.
Huh?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
So it makes sense why.
Yes, he's like a goddamn ninja.
He couldn't get to, because he couldn't go into the fort directly, because he was going to die to rescue his uncle. So he found a way to go
so
to the
say,
back.
So you say, you don't mind grappling hook lines, it makes sense.
It makes sense. It's for the right person.
Yeah,
Batman is a human in a suit. He cannot jump, fly, or whatever, right? He needs a way to, he's not Superman. He can't leap on a single bound.
Yeah, that's it.
He has ways around
it. Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Okay. Man,
I think as a Spartan, you more badass.
Spider-Man
next week you give him a...
has webs coming out. So he has these things.
Nah,
our Spartan? Come on, man.
Nah, I think, man.
Come on, a Spartan.
I think that just makes the Spartan cooler. All right?
So you was creating the game. All the options you had to give a Spartan. Grappling hook would have been your number one choice.
I ain't say what I...
Come on, it
would have been top five.
Come on.
It ain't going to be number one.
Top
it would have been top five.
I don't even think it was going to be top five.
It would have been in my top five.
Nah.
Yes.
A grappling hook.
Yes.
No way.
Not on
Let me... Give me four more weapons better than a badass than a grappling hook.
On a Spartan?
Right now.
Let me see. It could be like
a jetpack.
A laser, maybe.
A jetpack.
We got lasers. We got Spartan lasers.
A jetpack.
I'm talking about built into the armor, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jetpack is too bulky.
A jetpack.
You see the UNC jetpacks?
A rechargeable shield that he puts out.
He has that.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
the shield.
The shield he puts on the ground. Yeah, he has that.
That's a pickup.
Not in there?
That's a loadout. Yeah. That's part of his loadout. Fuck
that's a pickup, yeah.
That's part of his loadout. Right? So he has a shield.
That's a pickup.
Yeah.
He's getting a grappling hook.
Well, I mean, you guys might be happy to know that the grappling hook in the multiplayer might just be you might get it. Might be a pickup also in multiplayer.
They have to, because they're gonna break the game.
Why?
Unless everybody got grappling hooks.
Yeah.
Unless everybody is spawning with grappling hooks.
Isn't that part of the Spartan armor now? I'm confused.
You gotta pick up guns too.
Well, during the
one grappling armor is with you. It doesn't run out. It's with you. Why is it not on every?
It's just
Spartan?
Like a respawn. You have like a two. You have like a couple seconds cooldown.
It's like a pickup on. It's like any other pickup in a Halo game, like the rocket launcher. The probably grappling hook is probably like a high level weapon like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I won't call it the high level weapon.
You gotta sell me a grappling hook. I'm sold.
Your grappling has a cooldown.
That shit could do anything.
Hello, sir. Like,
yes.
What are we talking?
That would be OP.
How would it be if everybody had a grappling hook?
That's the only way it's not OP. But if you got a grappling hook,
then everybody's a Spartan. How are a Spartan OP? If everybody's a Spartan.
Man, I'm with it. I'm with the grappling hook.
All right, man. I see you. I see you with the grappling hook.
I'm with the grappling hook.
Yeah, got it.
And I want two at the end of the game. Hell, let's give him a samurai sword next Halo.
Fucking God.
Might as well throw everything in there. Master Chief,
you see,
20 pack
comes out.
The 20 pack accessory.
Hey,
man, I could see some DLC. Cool shit going on with that though.
Huh?
On some shit.
I see some funny shit happening with a grappling hook.
Okay, especially if you once you pull yourself towards something and you have the momentum going in that direction,
you can punch, dude.
Pull out a sword and like slash somebody.
Yeah, you
like
get creative. You see, there you go. There you go.
You could use it.
Got to get creative, man.
Scenarios, man. Yeah,
you're getting me upset.
Spider Spartan does whatever a Spider Spartan can.
There's other ways to increase your speed that doesn't involve
a
grappling hook.
Just a grappling hook hater.
Okay.
That's a grappling hook.
I'm just trying to be optimistic about this grappling hook.
Batman's just staring at the screen right now. Like, really?
Lawsuit. Hello?
Really?
Batman's sitting there like, hello, lawsuit.
I can't have anything? You give it to a Spartan?
I mean, he's like the coolest motherfucker on the planet.
Oh, man. So, I guess, man.
I mean, if I'm building a character and I got to take shit from characters, my first choice will be Batman, Wolverine, and maybe Deadpool. That's the coolest motherfuckers. I mean, Red Hood. He a cool motherfucker.
I mean, what out of those abilities you given Master Chief, though, man?
What? Wolverine power?
A healing factor?
Yeah.
Nah.
Gosh.
I think that they already have that.
I mean,
not
the rechargeable
to the
shield.
Of Wolverine,
no. The injuries? I mean, nobody can fucking. The only person I got better healing factor than Wolverine is fucking Deadpool. We know this. But I'm saying the Spartans, they could heal from sustained injuries.
I thought Wolverine was more.
I think they just heal faster.
Nah, Deadpool,
than the regular
Deadpool
human.
Grack limbs. I ain't seen Wolverine ever do that.
True.
I think Deadpool is like an inch, bit more.
But Wolverine's limbs can't be cut off because of the adamantium.
He's indestructible.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is,
you're right there.
My favorite Wolverine. Because
they went through the same process.
You know what was the nastiest Wolverine? The Gold Claws Wolverine.
You know what's good?
What?
Let's not go down that route.
Yeah,
that's not the right. Learn from the last podcast. Let's not do this.
We can't even stay on topic. That's how bad the
man, you just a grappling hook hater, man.
We
I'm
can't
sorry.
Even stay on topic. That's
nah,
how bad
nah,
the grappling. Yeah,
you just. I knew this. I knew we was gonna have a discussion.
All right,
that's
all right.
Fine.
This is.
I'll take it.
I'm for the grappling hook. You thinking? What you? So
he's unsure. He'll see
unsure.
How the game goes.
Yeah.
I can't wait for
how
the
it's
shit.
Implemented in the game. That's what he's on
and
both
I
sides. I despise it.
Right, so, what do y'all think about the idea of it being an open world?
I don't know how they're gonna do that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was reading up on that too. Is like
because
the
whole point for me as a Spartan, you're one person against the world. I don't think the open world is gonna be waiting for you to choose what mission you want to do first.
Well, actually, from
it depends. It could do. It's a way to do it that it's. I'm kind of.
Yeah, it's not like it's confused. Yeah.
Well, I was watching like one of a YouTube video, and what he was showing was. They had like the list of tasks you had to complete, but it wasn't in any specific order. So it's like
you
could just
Tsushima does the same thing.
Go pick which one you want to go do.
Yeah, Tsushima does the same thing. When you enter a base, you see a list of objectives in the corner. You could choose to follow the objectives, or you could just
to get bonuses.
Well,
to kill everybody silently, or
yeah. So maybe
that might be something like that.
That because the only thing I think about, I guess.
That's it. A Spartan in an open world.
All I know is 343.
What could go wrong?
I don't know is 343 on the gun with this Halo. This Halo better be the best Halo they ever created.
First impressions?
I'm interested to actually just play maybe the first level, see where we go.
I play a couple levels on multiplayer.
I don't think it's going to be what everybody wants it to be.
You don't think he's going to be a return to form day for Halo?
No.
Okay.
It's not looking that way for me. Ah. And that's what that was. That's what the gameplay was supposed to ensure everybody of. That this is a return to it.
You're right.
It didn't do that for me, so that's why everything is. That's why I'm skeptical about everything.
I mean, because
that's what they said. They literally made it clear it's a return.
I felt like they hurt themselves with a goddamn trailer, though.
You think?
What? Why not get something up to date? Like, I swear that shit might have just been rushed since they're using old ass.
That's an excuse.
Assets?
Yeah.
That's an excuse.
If it's not that, then...
That's called damage control. We've seen it before.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, it's an old build. We've seen it before. We've heard it before.
Hopefully that's not the case.
Because they know everybody's getting on their ass. So you got to reinsure your investors, the people who are about to buy your game. It's an old bill. Don't worry about it. It's not going to be like that. We heard that before.
When is it coming up?
I have no idea.
Is it launching with the Xbox?
It should be.
Yes, it's for Xbox X, so chances are it's going to launch.
I mean,
that's their title.
Halo is supposed to be like a flagship exclusive for... title.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't believe there's a Halo game coming up and I'm not getting Xbox to play it. Right?
Why not?
Got
a grappling hook, though.
I got a grappling hook, but like... that grappling hook is definitely...
Come on,
Swiss.
Man. Yo.
I ain't gonna lie. That grappling hook sweetens
the pot.
Come on. You're
really not getting it.
But I'm like, nah.
It's got a grappling hook, dog.
My problem with, like, I want to play it, but I just don't want to get Xbox to play it.
The Halo 4 and Halo
and
5
we have
kind
never
of...
never in the past said that about Halo.
I know. Yeah.
Never. Even 5, as bad as you said it was.
We still had some fun in 5.
We were willing. I got an Xbox for 5.
I got the captain from 5.
Come on.
So we put in some hours.
Come on.
So...
You see yourself putting hours in this one?
Mm,
off the trailer?
After I get over the grappling hook gimmick, I'm like, nah, I'm done.
Come on,
go back to Tsushima.
Come on.
I'm gonna go back to Tsushima.
It's not having that effect that they assumed or they made everybody believe it was going to do. We were looking to go back. We were looking for Master Chief to come to the forefront and not get clouded and all other stuff they were trying to do with Halo. This did not show me that. It kind of showed me that they're trying to go in a different path.
Well, maybe their storyline will save them.
And Master Chief has a storyline. Did he ever use a grappling hook in there? I'm going to keep hitting that. I'm going to keep that. He has a whole story. Was a grappling hook ever came? Did it ever come up?
Not to my knowledge.
As a way to change his situation.
Not to my knowledge.
Yo.
All the cool weapons that we've seen over the years are grappling hook, my dudes.
Hey man, points of innovation, right?
Yo, why didn't they go back to that goddamn shield? Remember that shield, that hexagon bubble shield?
You're supposed to have that.
I'm like, why didn't they just bring that back instead of putting up that goddamn...
Talking about the honeycomb shield.
Yeah, the honeycomb shield.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was dope.
That shit was dope, but...
And that was no overpowered. It's good. It's like the spot...
It was overpowered for the specific moment because it has a short thing and then
But it's not overpowered.
It's not overpowered.
It'd be overpowered if it was out there for 10 minutes.
10 minutes, yeah.
But if it's like... It would disappear in like a minute, right? It's like the Spartan bubble from thing. I'm pretty sure that's what they got at it.
But I think they're using a grappling hook as a way to tramp. Just the same reason Ghost of Tsushima do it. To transverse the terrain.
That makes sense.
Right. Oh,
they
could
easily done that with anything else.
Yeah.
Right? Jetpack could have done that.
Jetpacks make noise.
Just like you could have.
But a Spartan's not trying to be sneaky.
I mean, they could have.
It depends on the situation. Yeah, you should be, because guess what? That your best fucking... I think in that situation, Chief should be cautious, because that whole... You just lost the USS Infinity, so you're stranded. So, and this is not the
Chief
regular...
Chief has been by himself in multiple games.
Chief never go up against Atriox Brutes.
That doesn't matter. Don't think he would make a difference to him, though.
Digga, this Brutes are next level, nigga.
I understand that, but don't think to him...
That's not the picture that they're trying to paint a Spartan in.
I mean, you're on a Halo, you don't know what the fuck it is. I wouldn't have gone around.
Shit, give him invisibility then. Cloak his suit.
Yeah, I mean, I actually like that one. I mean, the amount of fucking elites they've killed.
We had that. We've been had that.
So if that's what you're looking
Oh, yeah,
for,
they had that in the last game, right?
Yeah. We had that since Halo 2.
As an ability.
Not Halo 2. Probably since maybe Reach.
I mean,
or after Reach.
Reach is where we actually have, could actually physically cloak, but they've been could have cloaked. Since Halo. Remember, after the first encounter, that's when they start copying Covenant Tech.
The Covenant Tech, yeah.
And then remember, there was.
They incorporated with some of their weaponry too.
And it was getting. That's when they started to dive deep into Forerunner Tech. Yeah, the design of the Forerunner.
There was a lot of Forerunner Tech in here.
So.
In the fifth one, Halo 5, because y'all not seeing what's going on here.
Nah, I saw that. There was a lot of that.
There was a lot of
The Prometheans.
Yeah, there were a lot of Forerunner Tech in Halo 5.
Those guys are like, man.
Gosh, such a fucking failure.
Multiplayer
that fucking boss battle? The same fucking boss over and over.
Fought him like 5 times?
Yeah.
God damn.
5 times, the same little over and over.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody.
Okay, this is turning into a what's wrong with Halo 5.
I'm not. Because, I mean, that's like one of our
opinion. Because Halo is what we. This is what we bought the Xbox originally for, Xbox 360.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what we bought it for Halo.
Yeah, that shit took up like most of our lives during that time. Yeah,
everything else was just a bonus.
Yeah, I mean,
so we are, when it comes to this, we are passionate about this.
Yeah. So what you guys think about it? Let's
not get our final thoughts on it. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to being right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel that's what's going to be.
Lately, huh?
Yes, I'm not looking forward to be right.
All right.
I want to play it. I'm by no means hype. Let me just get this out of here. I never get hype for video games, so it looks good.
Anymore.
I want to play it, but I don't want to spend $500 for Xbox just to play this. I mean, I'll play it because you're right. I'm probably gonna play that for like a couple hours and then like, all right, fuck it. Let me go play whatever else is out there. But I'm in the middle. I'm like, if somebody lend me the Xbox, I'll play it. But
it's for computer as well, so you can get it for computer.
Yeah, I'll probably get it for the computer, but
I'll definitely do that instead.
I'm not saying it's bad. This could potentially be the resurrection of Halo. Like I said.
That's got to be a big game.
I said potentially. I didn't say it's going to be.
They did also say because it should be longer than both of the
they're kinda on the
four
gun.
And five together.
It's open world. It has to be. Halo was an RPG. They're making it open world now. It has to be.
Yeah. Longer. My thing is, they're kind of on the gun with this game, so it might be actually better than we expected.
It has to be longer. Like, come on.
My thing is, they're on the gun, so they have to make a good Halo. And that's why I think it might be
open world Halo. You ever thought you would see the day?
Well, hopefully this is going to become something.
Oh, and one more thing, grappling hooks rule. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully this is going to become Batman. something.
Cape Crusader, maybe.
Could really play.
You know what? I'm hoping it's good. So I'm looking forward to the days when we used to play Halo on the couch.
Disappoint me. Please make what I'm saying completely wrong. Embarrass me.
I miss the days when we used to play Halo. Like,
embarrass me with this game.
So, yeah.
And I will take it.
Good luck to you, Chief Watchery. Y'all gonna need it.
The other correction.
Oh, right. So, on closing, last week I was talking about rival schools. I said it was an SNK title. Turns out Capcom owns that title. That would explain why we ain't seen a rival schools in years. Because, I mean, if you're making money with
Street Fighter,
it makes no sense to have another IP that's competing with your IP directly. Yeah. And then they released 2 Marvel's Capcom games the last couple of years. So I'm guessing they had no space in the market for it.
So just add the characters in.
I'm thinking that game is a niche game because I don't see a lot of videos on YouTube about that game.
We had Street Fighter versus Rival Schools before, right?
Dude, I just miss all those crazy ass crossover games we used to get back in the day, dude. Like Marvel X-Men versus Street Fighter. Like they need to bring.
We had the Rival School versus something.
Yeah.
SNK versus Rival School.
It's a dude. No. It's one of them Japanese IPs. It's one obscure shit, you know. But them dudes where their costumes look like birds. Funny name it. But and so that's a correction on my part. I apologize if I offended anybody. I think it's weird if you get offended by that, but okay.
I have your right information, but offending.
Just correcting myself here. And that's it. What you want to talk
Fable
about?
Fable 4.
Oh.
I like Fable.
The Fable I liked.
Yeah.
I didn't like the ending, so I'm like.
Which Fable was that?
2.
Oh, you didn't like ending with the boss was kind of just dumbed down?
This is literally what you did to him.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's not.
Yeah, I played 1 and 2.
Yeah, what you think about 2's ending?
I just can't remember.
You literally walk up to the bad guy and shoot him in the head with a flintlock. That's it. And after that, my thing is, I'm thinking it's boss battle. But my problem with Halo, with Fable, it's Fable 2, which is like, I played that game. I spent hours in that game. And it disappointed me at the end because by at the end of the game, I was so fucking powerful. Like, my lightning storm looked like Thor.
Calm down.
I lost his mind. Yeah. All right? And then I'm thinking the big bad is going to be, like, nasty. And I'm like...
Yeah, to compliment how strong you are.
Yeah, I need somebody on my level. Yeah. And you kill a bad guy in a cutscene. Nah. I'm not even gonna pay attention to Fable. Like, I'm a pass.
Listen,
Fable. It has to get really good reviews.
Fable, I'm interested in Fable. Remember, we just
it has to get Tsushima reviews.
We didn't even know Tsushima existed.
Yeah.
So we just basing it on the trailer we saw. And I mean, I like Fable.
I like Fables. My problem wasn't the game. My problem was the ending.
So yeah, I like Fable, and I'm hoping they maybe do it right this time.
Are you gonna buy Xbox to play it?
We don't have to. We made that clear in our first podcast.
PC
and Xbox are the same. We don't need to buy Xbox.
So basically, all the Xbox games we get, that's coming out, we're going to play them on PC.
On PC. Because they haven't shown me since they want to make it PC and Xbox interchangeable.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless there's multiple games.
Exclusives.
Exclusives where I can have to have an Xbox for, then yeah. But I have a PC already.
Yeah, you're right.
So if it's just two games I'm looking forward to.
I'm going to get a PC because that's a better investment.
It goes farther, I believe.
Yeah. There you go. That's what I think. And
I'm hoping. I have interest in Fable.
You have interest
in Fable? Because I like Fable. I like, you know, the magic. Yeah. You know it's me.
It is cool. Fun.
So it's a good game. The decision making. I like being a bad guy.
If they remember,
I always go bad.
Remember that Fable that they were bringing out?
Yeah.
Some weird
multiplayer shit.
Multiplayer.
It had potential
in a forest. Where,
so basically, you have the game master, so somebody controls the game.
Yeah.
And then you're the player. You have to like run around and survive. I think.
Survive. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like y'all playing, and I'm controlling the environment challenge. So I can put a fucking archer up here on this tower.
Yeah.
It's an interesting concept.
The boss creates what's going on in your surroundings.
So I'm the game master.
And we're in there trying to survive whatever he does.
Yeah. So
that's interesting.
It sounds interesting, but they didn't execute it.
The way it was executed based on the gameplay.
The game never came out.
Didn't come out.
That game got canceled.
Because when we saw, we were like,
yeah, that's not fair. They literally announced the game this week, and next week Microsoft closed the studio.
Yeah, that's not Fable. You had to use a Fable name.
Somebody
for
probably saw the announcement and was like,
no, because we saw something.
What happened? A big boss.
We saw something, right? Because we even saw that there was a chick I was interested in. It was a chick who uses ice.
Yeah, there was an ice person.
There's an ice chick. So the characters was already there. So they were just showing it off and how you could use her specifically. Each character is different. You could use them differently. So they were in making it.
The reason I liked it, I didn't like it.
But they didn't have to use a Fable name because Fable is some kind of...
Yeah, that could have been its own separate game.
Yeah, you could have made that a separate game.
All right, because the whole thing about Fable is like the story progression. You started off as a kid.
Yeah, it's an RPG. An adult.
Yeah, it's a...
Yeah, there was probably a
about the whole being bad and you have horns.
If you're good, not a lot of RPGs do that.
Yeah, so that's what made Fable.
Exactly.
That's the problem. Don't take away the core. That's the problem we have with most of these games. Don't take away the core reason why the game is what it is.
Just add more.
You can branch out.
Well, the thing is, it's easier to ride the coattails of the name than
it's not.
I mean, it's failed, but...
Nah, he's saying that fans are gonna get the attention of the fans.
Either way.
Okay, so make the Fable game the how Fable is. Why do you have to put something completely different and just
that's them trying to be innovative.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have...
But that's are like
you about
a,
money? Are you about money or are you about innovation? Because it's not making no sense.
Oh, that's scary. That's a scary thing. You can't because...
They're trying to do both.
You can do both, but you have to have a foundation that is strong, that is solid. You can't innovation and the Fable, the last Fable game was going on. It was nothing like the original Fable. Other than it was maybe in the same world.
Yeah, they just take the IP and just like...
But that's what I'm saying. So either if you want to make your own game, then make your own game. Don't put somebody else's name behind it and then people are going to buy it when it looks nothing like the original game.
I think the reason they put the Fable name on it because they thought
people are gonna buy it because of it. Like nobody's gonna look at the actual gameplay.
Yeah, pretty much. Right. That turned into a multiplayer game, so you know what a multiplayer game means.
Money.
Yes, sir. Gotta get that $20 epic skin.
Yeah, that's probably the thing that disgusts me the most these days with these things.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It's fine. If it's done right.
Fine. If
we can't,
not
we can't fight
highway
that.
Robbery.
We can't fight it now because it's part of the system. It's,
nah, that ship done
it's failed. Rooted into the gaming system now. So there's no point fighting it. But do it right. The skins and all of it. Yeah, for us, continue buying, continue paying money. Make the game proper so we have reason to continue buying different skins for the character we want to play over and over.
Yeah.
Or whatever. There's a basis on the way to do it. Don't just throw it in there, call it something. Gameplay is garbage, but you want us to continue spending money. That don't make no sense.
Yeah, that'd be some other shit.
Come on, like, the game has to be enjoyable. There's a reason I'm spending my money.
Of course.
So all those stuff can be incorporated the right way. Don't just throw something together and they say, okay, continuously pay me for this, please. Doesn't make any sense. So Fable, if it's an RPG and it has the core foundation of what we remember Fable as being,
yeah, you're down.
All for it.
You're down. Well, I agree with Dub. So if it is what it used to be, I would love to see the extra changes they make, the increase in graphics and all that stuff. I'd definitely be down for that.
If I got time, because like that game,
I know, yeah.
I got time,
I mean, we're not gonna have time to fully play on this game. We can give our first impressions when we start the game.
Yeah,
we can't play it the way we used to.
No.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we can still know what
especially
the game
doing
is.
This we don't have just
yeah
don't have time.
But we can still this is gonna be a different situation here. We're gonna have to play this because now we have to talk about it.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to know what we're talking about.
Yep.
So it's gonna be different.
You gotta play a lot of bad games.
But
that's what comes with the territory.
Comes with the territory. Right?
That's it. That's about
it. So regardless of how much grappling hooks they gave Master Chief, I have to play the game,
and he will love it. Why'd you call me like, yo, you're answering this shit
yo,
is lit, bro.
No, man, I'm sorry.
This grappling hook shit is lit.
Listen, who else do you think they can give a grappling hook to make things different?
Y'all dumb.
But yeah, man.
Aloy.
You know, she
heard the album.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it suits her. It suits her.
In closing, yeah, Fable for it. Halo, unsure.
How are you feeling about it?
Halo, I'm going to play it on PC. Fable. I gotta see reviews for that.
Nah, I'm down for giving them both their chance. So you know what? Take that back. Halo definitely need to see reviews on that shit.
Oh yeah,
because if I buy that and it's bad, it'll eat me. I'll bury that shit so far into the ground.
You're gonna be playing regardless.
You're a journalist. Get ready.
Yeah.
Now you know all them game journalists. They look all tired and shit. Mm-hmm. They're like, because all the bad games they have to play for like 8 hours straight. Like, could you imagine having to play Anthem and review that shit? Exactly.
I mean, it would make you feel a little better because you're getting paid for it.
Yeah, it's a job, but still, you have to sit down there for 8 hours and look at the shit. Because a lot of these journalists, they're like us. They like games. They like to play good games, mm-hmm. right? It's better if imagine if you're getting paid to play Toshima. Exactly.
Shit. Should have been finished already.
Thank you all for tuning into this episode of Talk About Epic. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You guys enjoy the rest of your day.